Step two in all of this about, first of all, building a great customer base is going to be, now what do I do next? Now, some of you haven't even gotten out of the box with going out and finding consumers, and I'm going to say, get out there and start sharing. I mean, Lydia and I have been going nonstop, and I'm going to give you some feedback on that about our experiences. We were in Texarkana for a couple of days this week, and I want to give you the feedback on just my experiences around it, so you can hear what's happening in the field if you haven't had your own experiences yet. But the important thing is that you want to get out there and start getting people started on these products. Nutriverus is so easy. It's just an easy product, foundational nutrition. You really, for me, it's about establishing with people, number one, the inadequacy of what we're putting in our foods today and what we're eating today. And that can be established, you know, 10 different ways, but I don't want you to use all 10 because you're going to be out there doing a lecture on the inadequacy of our, you know, eating in the United States. And you could spend an hour and a half just on that topic, couldn't you? Yeah. But you got to be careful because you don't want to overwhelm people. You just want to give them enough data that will move them. So I'm suggesting that you sit down, write down all you know in that category, and then test it. You know, take a few of the ideas and tell people about them and see what they most react to. I have fun with it because I do it with Lydia because I treat her sometimes as a consumer. So she can give me feedback as well. But find somebody out there who can give you honest feedback and give them like, okay, if you choose top 10 things I'd like to share, facts I'd like to share with people, run those by somebody and say, what do you think was most impactful that you heard here? And then have them circle which ones are most impactful and do a survey like that. And then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be building your kind of elevator speech for people. It's not really an elevator speech. It's more of a starter speech, right, that you might be telling somebody, convince them to become a consumer. You know, and how does this fit in with 100 customers 100 day? This is not your first date piece. This is after you do your first date script when somebody says, well, I might be the person that's interested in a product like that. Could you tell me more? That's when this would come in. Follow me? Your first date script is very succinct, very short, no more than 45 seconds, right? It's about how to intrigue somebody and get somebody interested and or giving you referrals so you can move forward. That's 100 customers, 100 days. Then you have to have something to follow up with, getting them more information, succinctly talking about what this is about and convincing them that this is what they want. So, okay, so just ideas for you in terms of how to build that piece that would be less than 5 minutes where you're really reviewing something for somebody and you can get them to see the absolute need for Nutriverus and then what is Nutriverus. And that's a very simple process as well, but get that down pat. So why is this a massive business, massive income for, because that's for building your customer base. Why is this massive business, massive income for you? That's a good question, okay, and building your referrals. Well, first of all, customers in and of themselves are incentivized to want to give referrals. Why? Because of the 4-free discount program. So unlike in the past, you may never have built your business around referrals. You may never have done Bob Berg's system, even though I'm doing it every day. Last week I went to an event, I picked up 3 cards. Today I'm going to a second event. Every week I'm scheduling to go out to an event, a social gathering of some shape and form, and I'm playing the Bob Berg system. That's exactly what I tell myself. I'm going out to play the Bob Berg system, which means I'm going to go out and collect 3 to 5 cards. Today I committed to 5 at the event I'm going to do this afternoon. But every week I'm going to go to at least one event and pick up 3 to 5 cards to build the Bob Berg referrals. That's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today, even though that's another way to grow your business, right, by referrals, you may never have done that before, grown your business by getting referrals like that. But what's different about this, what we're talking about today, is you're growing referrals from a captured customer base that has incentive, and not just incentive because they like you and not just incentive because of what you might do for their business, but a monetary incentive to give you a referral. That is a huge difference, people. It is a difference. I mean, I'm telling you, the people I worked with just the last week, I mean, I looked and I said, well, you can get your products for free. I mean, they looked at me and goes, how do I do that? You know, it's fun. it's absolutely fun, because when you say that to people, you may not know what the response will be yet, because you haven't tried it. You haven't been going out there and knocking on doors and talking to people. But it is absolutely a joy to see their eyes light up and going, how do I do that? Yeah, it's fun. So anyway, but they're incentivized to get it. So it's a different story than just a green referral where you have to spend, a month just building the relationship with them, as you would with Bob Berg's system, before they start throwing you referrals in your direction. This is about a reason today for them to give you referrals. Right now, today, get referrals. Okay, and the 4-free discount program, if you don't understand that program yet, please get trained in it. I did a training on a Monday call. You all should have all your questions answered. Anyone on this call have any questions? I'm just going to open that up right now. Anyone have any questions about the 4-free discount program? Anything left uncovered for you? Do you have something in your head that just doesn't make sense about it? Okay, great. So we have a good group. Some of you in the background.
Rachel,
there we go. I was hoping somebody would say something. Yeah, go ahead.
I have one, and I just want to clarify it, because I got an email back from leadership, and they are the ones that kind of confused me. When a member gets their 4 people, so they get free product.
Okay, assuming they're all ordering the exact same amount, right?
We're going to assume everybody's ordering NutriVerse or whatever.
Right, okay.
Okay, so they're 4 people and they got their free product. Then those 4 go one more level. They have their 4, so they're getting theirs free.
Yep.
When they answered me, they said that first member will get a discount, 25% off of their discounted price. So if those 4, her, their first 4, are getting theirs free, then I'm assuming then that first member on top is not getting any discount.
No, they're getting 100% free.
Okay, so because those 4 are getting theirs free doesn't mean that the top member
starts paying for it again? Absolutely not. It doesn't go backwards.
I didn't think that didn't make any sense. They just acted like they got the discount on their discounted price.
No, wrong.
That came up as zero for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. You have no incentive to help your 4. Yeah, exactly. No. Once you're getting your product for free, it doesn't matter what the 4 underneath you do in terms of getting discounts against their orders. Yours are free.
I was hoping that was it. I just wanted to be really clear on it. So.
In fact, when you get yours for free, and then your 4 people that underneath that person go out and get 16 people, so they are getting theirs for free.
Right.
Now the only people you're collecting on as the upline associate would be the 3rd level, those 16.
Right.
Right? So you're making 20% off of the 16 because you're not making anything off of the 4 or the 1 because guess what? They're getting their product for free. But you can say, here's the idea. The concept is this. Well, am I not losing something here? And you're going, I don't know, you tell me. Would you rather make 20% off of 16 people or 20% off of 1?
Right. Okay.
Remember?
Okay.
This is their referrals, right? All right. Perfect.
Right.
Okay. Good question.
Thank you.
Glad to clarify for you. I know customer service sometimes can confuse us a little bit. Yeah. And sometimes other people can confuse us as well. I know I've seen some emails come out from some presidentials that were very confusing. They talked about getting percentages off a QV. We don't make a percentage off a QV, people. When you get that 20%, it's off of what the purchase price is. Okay? The 20% is off the purchase price, not the qualifying value of the order, but it's off the purchase price. So if you're an upline associate and you have a member underneath you, there's a difference that you would make a difference if they buy it on auto order versus non-auto order.
Right.
Because they're getting a 10% discount on auto order. Okay? All right, just clarity on that as well. So be careful with confusion. There's plenty of it out there for if you want to listen to people. But some of us, Kevin Robbins and I, are so hilarious because every time we see something, we like are emailing back and forth going, trust me, we're not laughing at anybody. We have a heart and passion to make this as clear as possible. It's just that both of us have been entrenched in this now for 8 weeks. I mean, we had 4 weeks of it before Manifest came along. So that's why we have the depth of understanding that some people don't have. Okay? All right, so customers are incentivized. So everybody got that. Every referral signs up is yet another customer, right? So as you are signing up, as you're helping the referrals come in under one customer, who do they become to you? Four new customers from whom what? You're going to go get four more at least four referrals to help them get their product for free. So you can see how this thing geometrically grows. So what's important is you need to know how do I create this and then how do I manage it, right? Because what happens is every customer is not one, but it's four who get four who get four. And what happens when by the time you get to that fourth level, you've got 85 customers in your downline. And really, you've only brought in one, but you've helped create 85. Isn't that awesome? That's what I'm trying to suggest to you, why this is such an incredible program. Because you're creating 85. I don't know where you did that before in Manatech. When I brought in a brand new associate, the only way I helped create 85 other associates is by incentivizing them to want to do the business and get out there and do the business. And then they bring in, you know, some of the family members, and what happened? They didn't want to go out and share. They didn't have any motivation to share. Today they can get their products for free. So these people in the past, they didn't want to do the business, and they couldn't get their products for free as members, so they didn't share with anyone. Now, with free, the magic word out there, you're seeing a totally different attitude towards it. So make sure you're taking advantage of it. It's a huge program, a huge concept for you, because, you know, if you go out and find five customers of your own and you build them four levels deep by doing the referral business, what have you just created? You've just created 425 new orders in your organization. Do you guys get this? I mean, you got to look at this and see what it is. You can make huge volume for your organization just by helping consumers, right? And that's what you want to do, help those members. All right, so we got a massive business, massive income, all coming from somebody who's a consumer who starts giving you referrals. Because one referral leads to another whole sphere of influence of getting four more referrals, who leads to a whole other sphere of influence of getting 16 more referrals, who leads to a whole other, and it just grows geometrically. So probably the best thing for you to do is just take a piece of paper and write that down. Just put one consumer at the top. Say, I found Sarah the consumer, helped her find her four. Now I went and helped those four find their four. So that's 16 at the next level. Then the next level, 64. And it never ends. Does everybody understand that? It doesn't stop after 64. It can keep going forever. So is there some management issue here? Yes, and I want to hopefully try to help you with that today as well. Okay, so the first thing you got to do is create it. You've got to be able to, how do I create it? Okay, so the first thing you got to look at is how do I create referrals? Well, one of the most important concepts in any referral business, most important, is that the people you're working with from whom you're getting referrals have to get the sense that you put the relationship with the person ahead of any money that you might be making. Because they don't want to refer their friends and relatives and people they know to you if they think you're just after money, right? So what is this truly about? When you look in your outline, it says creating it, a number one premise in building. It's really about your branding. So I want you to circle that, and I want you to put my branding. Who am I, right? Who am I? What's my brand? So you need to be promoting yourself as a person with high integrity who puts the customer first and is very interested in building quality relationships. So establish what your brand is. Post it above your computer so you got it right in front of your face. So that's the way you interact with people. It's not about you rubbing your hands together thinking, oh my gosh, if I get this to happen, I'm going to be making $2,000 a month. That's not what this is about. Will it happen? Yes. But it's not going to happen if that's your focus, because that's how you're going to come across to these people. So make sure you're putting out there all the love in the world. You know, somebody, it was really cute today. I'll give you an idea. Somebody at church yesterday, they're introducing me because their family was there for Mother's Day, and they're introducing me to their family members. And they go, can't believe this lady. She loves everyone. I mean, she'll go dig deep in the church and find the person most hurting and love on them. She just has such a heart and love for everyone. And you know what? When that woman described me that way, I was going, thank you, Lord. I mean, it was just a blessing how the Lord's using me. And I just thanked him for what he's, how he's helped transform my life. Because, you know, when I was practicing law, there are many days in my life no one would have ever conceptualized referring to me in that way. And what a beautiful thing. And that's the, that's kind of a heart that I want you guys to start operating from. Operate from that heart. Operate from that love. No judgment. Love on everybody. Be a part of people's lives. Be a contributor. And watch what happens. Because that's what's going to generate. By the way, her daughter and granddaughter are now seeing me this week to help them with ADD and some other issues, right? That just fell out of it. And that had nothing to do with all the love. It just that came out of that conversation, later on in the conversation. So you never know when, how the Lord is going to bless you with more business out of that if you just learn to just love on people. Okay, so branding, very important. Now let's talk about basic referral system. The referral system has four basic principles, okay? And I want to deal with those with you. One of them is what's called the 250 by 250 rule. How many people know about that rule? Anyone want to train this morning and say, Mary Jo, I know all about that rule? Okay, we're not hearing anything from the audience, so I'll train about the rule. The 250 by 250 rule starts like this. The 250 by 250 rule is about every one of us in our lives are, have 250 people in our sphere of influence. That's a minimum level of people that they've determined every human being has in their lives. We each have at least 250 people in our sphere of influence. Everybody get that? And this comes from, there's a book out there that's been written about this. Hang on a second, let me get you the name of it. So in case some of you want to go out and read it, I think I have it in my notes somewhere handy. Yeah, here it is. It's called How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard, G-I-R-A-R-D. Each of us has a sphere of influence about 250 people. And the idea about doing this business, the idea about doing a referral business is the fact that you're going to go out there and you're going to meet people. And some of the people you meet, you're going to say, oh, man, I don't think this person is going to be good for my business or da-da-da. And what's the problem with your judgment around them? The problem is this. You're not meeting them for necessarily them. You're meeting them to tap into their sphere of influence. So even as you bring on consumers, you're going to be looking at them for their 250. Isn't that amazing? And so every time you get a brand new consumer in your business, you've just picked up 250 new contacts. Are you clear? Because this isn't just apply. What if they get their products for free? Does that mean you stop asking them for further referrals? I think not. I think that you can continue asking them for referrals, and you might find yourself developing a brand new business builder in your organization. And they might start getting more and more active and may want to be the, doing the business instead. But the idea here is the 250 rule is everybody has 250, so each time you bring on one person, you've added 250. So if you bring on 10 new consumers in your downline, how many people have you just brought into your sphere of influence? 2,500. Multiply the number of people you directly bring in by 250, and that's how many new. Right? So that's a great concept to keep in mind all the time, that you're looking for ambassadors of your business so that you can continue to grow these massive numbers of potentials for your downline. And don't ever tell me, well, Mary Jo, I live in a small town and I don't have very many people, because last time I looked, we weren't running out of people out there, right? Okay, second, build a database and organize it. You got to stay organized around these people. It's critical. And I built some sheets for you, and we're going to talk about those in a minute to help you keep organized. But it's important to build that database and keep totally organized with it so that you make sure you're following up. Number three is just let me know. And what is just let me know about? Well, the number one thing it's about is this. You want to let your customers know that you can help them in any way in terms of business and beyond. So you want to give your clients the right impression. You want to build a branding of, we help our customers all the time. We go out of our way to exceed expectations. Where have we heard that recently, people? Your customer branding to exceed expectation. How many of you have read Strategic Acceleration by Tony Geary? In that book, he talked about exceeding expectations. Go out of your way to help your customers because it's your business philosophy. That's why you do it. Build it as your brand. The second way you want to use just let me know is as you start developing this relation, you're going to say, just let me know if you have any friends or associates that could use the products. Just let me know. And here's other language you can use. As you're building that relationship, just make sure, I'll treat them just as I've treated you. It is the way I do business. So what does that lay as a foundation? You better be treating your customers right. Follow up with them, be kind to them, generous, commit to them, all those great things that will help you enamor yourself with the other, the person, the consumer you brought on. They will be enamored with what you do, your commitment, your heart, your compassion, and that's what's going to help drive your business. So make sure you're clear on that, just what, you know. And then the power of keep in touch program, always keeping in touch, whether you're doing a drip program, whether you're doing it with your consumers, whether you're doing a man-a-mail, whatever that is, you want to keep in touch. And that's another way that these databases can help you with keeping in touch, as long as you keep it organized. Now let's talk about your language for getting the referrals, because that's really important. When you start working with your consumers in your downline, when do you start, you know, what's the timing on it, what language do you use? Well, a lot of you might be leading with the referral program, the 4 free discount program, when you first get a consumer started. Are some of you doing that? You might be seeing that in what's going on for you when you're out there sharing. Let me give you an idea. This weekend, when I was in Texarkana, some of the people I was working with, I did some one-on-one consults, health consults with some people. And some of those people had some, you know, pretty significant issues going on with their health. And so I talked to them about it, and I would make a proposal and say, here's what I propose that you do. And I put together a program for them on what products to take them, how to get started. And they go, great. And then they'd go over there and they'd, you know, sign up on a consumer form. I never brought up the business. Now, what's intriguing is that just by talking to them and giving them and getting them started and having them sign a form that they get shipped direct from the company, people are so savvy because they've done network marketing before that of the 4 one-on-one consults I did on Friday afternoon, 2 of the people looked at me and said, well, Mary Jo, can I make money at this? And I looked at them. I never brought it up. So I talked to them about, well, there's 2 ways that you can make money, technically. Number one, you can work at it and just get your products for free. Come in as a consumer and find 4 other people and you can get your products for free. But if you're really looking for cash, you want to make cash. Notice the distinction. And what do most people want to do today? Do they want to get their products for free or would they like cash? How interesting was it that I found out that they want cash? Why? Because everybody's got cash flow issues. They got debts they want to pay off. They got something they want to buy, what they want to pay. Right? So both of both people who asked that question ended up coming in as associates instead. And one of them sent to me within 5 hours, there was another person sitting in front of me that was somebody they referred already that fast, who came in as a consumer, and their first order was almost $200. Isn't that neat? So you don't know how that 4 free discount program is going to work for you. You don't know quite how it's going to play out when you do one-on-ones with health consults or whatever you're doing. But there are many ways. I'm just trying to introduce to you, there are many ways of skinning the cat. There are many ways of you incorporating 4 free discount. Lydia just yelled at me. She has 3 cats. Sorry, cats. Don't talk about skinning the cats. Okay, but there are many ways of you doing it. Just don't get stuck in one way. Just go with the flow. You start with people as consumers. You help them get started. If they ask you if there's a way to make money, now they open the door. Now you can describe to them, well, what's your preference here? Did you want to just try to get your products for free? Because I can show you how you can easily do that. Or you can actually make some cash flow from this, like I have, become an ambassador in this real food revolution, and it's been a wonderful process for me to be able to be, you know, have a stay-at-home business and replace my money that I, in fact, more than I used to make when I was practicing law. So whatever you want to say about that, you can say, some of you aren't in that position, you don't have to represent what your income is, but you can say you can make, you know, unlimited income, just choose what you want to make by how hard you want to work at it, right? I should say how efficient you want to be with it. So the 4 free, sorry, my throat is dry. Trying to keep my voice going. I need it for my event this afternoon for getting some more context. Okay. What I did is I gave you some simple language in here. Now, once you have somebody started on Nutriveris or a product, I just gave you some simple language to start with. You develop your own languaging. But what's important is your languaging and asking for referrals. You want it to be terrific. You don't want it to be sloppy. You don't want it to be silly. Again, because... Lydia, can you get me a glass of water? Thanks. Get some more. Try some more liquid. You don't want it to be sloppy. You want it to be really precise. And you want it to, because their for-free discount is available, you don't have quite that issue that you would with somebody cold, you know, somebody who doesn't have necessarily any monetary incentive involved. They're just doing it because they believe in you and they believe in the products. This is somebody, and this is why you can, some people say, well, Mary Jo, I'm not going to start asking referrals until they've been on the products for a while. And I say, why? You don't want them to get their products for free right out of the box? I mean, you know, they could in effect get their products free the second business period. You know, this isn't about waiting until they have a great result and they're committed to the products. This isn't about referrals because they, this is about referrals so they get their products for free. It's a different scenario than what we've seen in the past. So please re-examine where you're stuck on this issue, what your past belief system is, and tweak it a little bit. Be willing to convert that belief system and say, well, because this is so new and it's about people that are incentivized to get their products for free, why am I holding back from communicating that to them? I want to ask you that question, because I would be very discouraged with you if you were my upline and you waited 3 months before you asked me if I wanted to get my products for free. Why didn't I know about this the day one? Right? Okay, so remember that. So, Sarah, how are you doing on the Nutriveris? First of all, you're just breaking conversation. Do you have any additional questions that might not have gotten answered in getting started? Because maybe they are you having any trouble taking the products? If you found something that works for you, all these kind of things. Give them more suggestions if they need it. Well, and you can say, remember we discussed, if you discussed that in the process of getting them started. Or you could just say, well, Meritech has a 4-free discount program by which you can earn credits toward getting your Nutriveris for free. Are you interested in doing that? So open that floodgate. Open the question with them. Now, if they say yes, that's great. What do you want to get them kicked off doing? You want them right away to start doing the same thing you do with the business builder. You want to start building a list, starting to come up with names of people they think might be interested. Now, you're not going to ask them to make a list of 250 people like you might a business builder, right? Remember, this is not a business builder. This is just a consumer. So you might want to say, hey, why don't you make a list of like 5 to 10 people you can think of that might be perfect, that, you know, like ideas that might really be looking for some, you know, nutritional, foundational nutrition that might really be interested in this, and then let's get to start to work, right? And then you can do one or two things. You can offer to take the leads from them and follow up with them yourself. You can offer to do 3-way calls with them and ask them if they want to be on the call with you. Most people aren't going to want to be on the call with you, but they will give you the names and they'll allow you to use their names as, you know, who referred them, right? So you want to do that. So that's the way you want to handle it. So that's if they say yes. Now let me follow up with if they say no, and then we're going to go back to what that language would look like if they say yes. Okay, if they say no here, if they don't want to get their products for free, right? Because some people just, you can say, well, I know you may not need the financial support for the products, like some of my friends have done. They really would like to see that. But are there any family or friends or acquaintances that you know who would appreciate learning about Nutriveris and a terrific way to support their health? So in other words, even if they don't want to get their products for free, maybe they still can come up with a list of people who would be interested in learning more about this new, brand new product offering in the marketplace, right? And you can even call it that. You can, for brand new market offering, that's got a little jingle to it because people like the words brand new. In fact, that language just came up in my head, so I'm writing it down myself because I really like it. See what happens when I do trainings? Okay, brand new market offering, okay, because that's what Nutriveris is. In fact, over this weekend, it was really fun for me to announce to people, you know, this product just came out in the marketplace May 1st. So you're some of the first people to know about it. Isn't that fun? Can you still use that? Of course. You probably can use that for the first year. It hasn't even been out a year yet. Next April, that's what I'll say. Do you know this product hasn't even been out in the marketplace a year yet? Okay. People like new things. They like it when it's new. All of a sudden it means something to them about it being different. It's something that might have a different impact on my body. New is a good word. All right? So use that as well. If they still say no, that they don't have somebody that would like to support their health or somebody they know, okay? Am I giving up yet? No! Mary Jo's still a pit bulldog. I'll go, remember, Sarah, we also discussed the Give for Real program. Assuming you did, if you didn't, you could bring it up here. Whereby Manitech contributes a nutrient-dense powder to children dying of malnutrition every time you order Nutriveris. Do you have any friends who are mission-minded and might have a heart to participate in this program with us? Isn't that great? So you can cover all bases here. And Mary, listen, people, this is just simple language I put together. You develop your own language. If you like that, go ahead and use it. If not, you develop your own language. But develop a language that works for you that you want to use. Okay? Everybody clear? Good, good. Now, I want to go back to one thing that I didn't bring up. If people want to do and they start making their list of friends and family, how do you approach those people? And I didn't put this language in the outline, but I want you to take it down. I want you to get it. You don't really need to take it all down. You need to understand the first part of it. So it really falls under if they say yes, and then you're going to do the follow-up before they the if no. And the language, if I'm going to call people on behalf of somebody that gives me a referral, this is just how do you do referral language. Mine looks like this. I would say, let's say Sarah gave me John, okay? So this is how my conversation would go with John. Hi, John. This is Mary Jo Hilliker. You do not know me, but your friend Sarah Johnson asked me to give you a call. By the way, how do you know Sarah? Do you see? What I'm doing is I'm trying to, what is common between John and Mary Jo? Only one thing that I know of when I dial that number, and that is Sarah. So if I can get him to talk about his relationship with Sarah, how he knows her, I can start talking about how I know her. We can do this thing together. And what does it do? What's the purpose of that introductory start in our conversation? Well, here's the reason. Every person that you call or you meet, and they have never met you before, there is an automatic little hesitation, a wall, some people call it a little bubble. They're going through this whole thing about, do I trust her or don't trust her? Who is this person? What does she want from me? Right? That's a typical human reaction. Some of us don't do that. Some of us believe that we are still looking at everybody in the world. Everyone I meet, it's like this is a friend I haven't met yet. There is no stranger. Now, but that's not everybody in the world. That tends to be more in the I quadrant. But, you know, that's how I view everyone in the world. Because I also, for me, it starts with the fact that God created every one of us in his likeness. And we're all children of God. And it doesn't matter how they varied on the path, they're still children. And I'm here to touch their lives. And I also believe that the Lord brings people in my life, and if I'm starting to judge whether I'm going to deal with them or not, what am I telling God, right? So that gets back to my spiritual beliefs, and that's everybody's different on that as well. But so that's one of the things that lights a fire under me. Unlike ever before in my life, 20 years ago I wasn't like that, but today I am. The Manitech experience, my transformation through self-development work and all of that has helped Mary Jo become that person. And I like being that person because I love the people I've met and the people I've gotten to know because I've opened myself up for that. It has been absolutely invaluable. Like many of you on this call today, many of you are good friends of mine. I adore you. I love you. I want to see the best in the world for you. That's my heart. So that's the heart we want to have. And so, but a lot of you don't, you have that, a lot of people we meet aren't going to have that same kind of heart, are they? Yeah, we meet people that have such big walls. The minute you say something, so they snap at you. They're like, I call them the snapper turtles. But that's okay, because, you know, it's not about you. It's their stuff. It's never about you. So don't ever take it personal. If they're snapper turtles, they're snapper turtles. But what happens when snapper turtles enter my life is I go like this. I go, wow, now I know one of the reasons God brought me in their life, because I could really make a difference for them, right? So what a big blessing it is. So anyway, so it's fun to meet people like that. Some of you are going, oh, yeah, right, Mary Jo, for you, not for me. But the idea is that whenever you meet somebody where you don't know where they're going to come from, so the best thing to do is to help break down the wall immediately. So you want to come from commonality. Many of you, and when you've taken Breaking the Ice classes, you've learned what's the first thing that you do. You start talking about, you find something in which you have common interest. In fact, what do you do on social media? When you go on Facebook, Twitter, all those things, what are you trying to do in that realm? If you're doing network marketing through social media, number one training that you get, the first thing you want to do is find a like interest with somebody. So you might put out there that you like rugby. That probably wouldn't be very good for U.S. But you might put out there that you, you know, whatever it is, you're a Christian. You might put out there you love football. You love the Texas. Lydia would have Texas Rangers all over her screen, right? And she'd find like interest, right? Other people. So that now what happens? You have commonality that you can talk about, and it helps build rapport. So that's what this is all about. I know I've harped on it long enough, but you guys get this? Hi, John. This is Mary Jo Hilliker. You don't know who I am, but your friend Sarah Johnson asked me to give you a call. By the way, how do you know Sarah? Okay, so I'm bringing the commonality. I only have one commonality with this person in the get-go, and I'm going to use it to the best as I can. And then I can say, well, you know what? I really enjoy getting to know her, too. And here's the rest of the follow-up, right? She thought you might be interested in a brand-new product that she just started taking and wanted me to share the information with you. Is now a good time? Isn't that great? I really enjoyed getting to know her. She thought you might be interested in a new product that she just got started. She just started taking and wanted me to share the information with you. Is now a good time? Isn't that pleasant, joyful, non-threatening, whatever? Okay? I didn't ask him if he'd be interested because I don't want to hear that he's not interested. I want to find out if it's a good time. Notice it's not a yes, are you interested question. Because I want to be able to share. So it's just a matter of when would be a good time for me to get that opportunity to share. Another lesson I've learned in this business, like when I ask somebody about a three-way call, I don't ask people, would you like to do a three-way call? That's not how you get a three. You go, when would be a good time? I have an expert. This gal has been doing it for 15 years. She's great, and I want to make sure all your questions get answered right. When would be a good time for a three-way call? Got it? Same concept there. Okay. So we got done with that. Everybody clear on that? Yahoo! We got great languaging. In fact, I'm going to have Lydia add that last language I put in there. I'm going to put that in the outline and repost the outline because I think that's really important. I know a lot of you wrote it down, but I want you to have it as well. And again, I have no magic in drafting language, but I want you to start with that as a premise and, you know, make it fit for you and work for you. The third thing on the outline is managing it. Organize your referral metric into categories. All right, what we're talking about today is one thing. We're talking about members in your organization, right? And you're going to have a member. And attached to the sheet today, you're going to see at the back of your outline is something called Member Referral Tracker. And you can see how it goes on and on and on, 1 through 10. I just gave you the first two pages is 1 through 10, MRT I call it. That's kind of cute. But it has a member name over here and then the referral name. So each member name has at least four referrals. You got it? There's four slots with each member. That gives you the opportunity. Now, does that mean you're not going to need more? No, you could possibly need more, but this was the easiest format to start working with. You can add, you can put in six if you want, but now you're going to have 20 pages to get, you know, 15 referrals. I mean, it's just going to cause a lot of length, and some people are going to only need four. Some people are going to only need two. It depends on how much the other person orders, right? That's really what's going to make a difference, because some people are going to be interested in Nutriveris, but they're going to say, you know, do you have something for allergies? And all of a sudden, they're going to have Manacea, or you have this, and they're going to have something else. And, you know, so you don't know how far it's going to go each order, but I left it open for four. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about this one chart. Well, I guess we go into it in a minute, right? Build accountability, track your members and referrals. Yeah, we'll talk about it down below. The second chart that I've attached for you is a chart that's for like a Bob Berg referral. These are people that are in your area, your sphere of influence, who are going to start giving you referrals. They may not be, these aren't prospects. These are like the people I'm meeting at my event this afternoon, the ones I met last week at another event I attended. I'm having so much fun with this. I made a commitment with Lydia. We're going to one event each week, right, to pick up cards. You know, about 3-4 months ago, we were scheduling 2 to 3 events on the weekend. We were going to health fairs and things like that to try to meet people as prospects. This is not meeting people as prospects, although they could become consumers, right, or business builders. But I'm really looking at to tap into their sphere of influence because I want the 250. I'm after 250 here. I'm not after one. I'm after 250. So my second chart that I've given you is for the Bob Berg type building referrals. And power 25 just means I'm trying to find 25 powerful people. And RIRO, as you see on the networking chart there, that's referrals in, referrals out. Because part of the Bob Berg system is I'm going to give them referrals as well. So I'm going to give them names, and they're going to give me names, and I want to track both to see how effective that is. All right? So that's what the second sheet is all about. So it's, again, not about referrals for members, but referrals, just building your business by referrals. Right. Okay, so two charts. That's what we talked about. The charts are attached. Build expectations and accountability. Make sure you're working on every one of these, okay? So you want to work on everyone on the list. You don't want to be out there just working on one. You want to make sure that you're, and you build expectations. So for me, what should your expectation be for your members? That you help them get their products for free. So you should build that. And you could put a deadline on it. So sometimes you go, for accountability purposes, you could put, hey, I want to help everybody get their products for free within 60 days. Now, why would you want to do that? Because it multiplies your income by 4. Right now you're making 20% off of one order when you could be making 20% off of 4 orders. So you have to ask yourself in your brain, this makes all the sense in the world. If I want to quadruple my income, how fast do I want to quadruple my income? Some of you would say, Mary Jo, I want to help my members get their products for free in 1 week. Great, because it quadruples your income. Is that a good enough incentive for you to want to do it? If that's not a good enough incentive, let me add this one. You can help save 4 children's lives. Because now you have 4 more people on auto order that are helping to contribute to give for real. Is that a good enough incentive? Okay, maybe that's not a good enough incentive. Here's another one. You want to help 4 more people make a true commitment in their families, there in their families' lives, for better health by taking real food technology products. Is that an incentive for you? Now, I could go on and on. We don't have much more time, but, I mean, what is motivating you? Grab onto it and build that in your brain, because people, if you're not totally committed in this, then I'm going to ask you why you're doing it. There's so many reasons. Every single one of those reasons floats my boat. Every single one of them. Yes, I want the Lord to bless me with $10 million a day. I'm not buying another house and another car. I have so many things tapping into me. Right now, being out in Texarkana, they have a brand new building they want to buy. I don't have the funds in my foundation today because I've been pouring a lot of it in the mission field, so I'm going, oh my gosh, I need more funding. So now I'm going to go out and we're coming up with an alternative way of raising the funding to buy that second building, because the foundation's doing so well out there and touching lives in Texarkana. Isn't that awesome? Why would we ever want to stop something like that when we're transforming lives, we're getting people back on their feet again? It's so effective, right? So, I mean, there's so many things that we need to be doing. Yes, we want more money, but we want to help people. We want to save kids' lives. All those are motivations for us. So, and build accountability for yourself. Every day you can build in every day. What are you going to build every day? What am I going to build every day? I'm going to connect with at least 1, 2, 3 referrals. Decide every day how many referrals you're going to connect with, and then write that in your plan. You know what it's going to help you do? It's going to help you go out there and ask for referrals. Because if you have to talk to at least 2 referrals every day, what do you need to get the referrals in the first place? So build an accountability program about what your commitment is there, and watch what happens to your business. People, your business will explode. And you want to track them all. And the tracking that you want to do on here, let me just describe that for you for your member tracking. When you get a member, a brand new consumer, you're going to put them in line 1 or line 2 or line 3. Then you get the referrals from them. You put the date you got the referral and the referral name. Date of the referral and referral name, okay? Now, what happens when the referral signs up? So the result is the referral signs up. What happens to that referral when they sign up? They become a brand new member, so they might become your member 10 or 11. They'd be your next member on your MRT from whom you you're now going to go after them to get four referrals. You get it? So every time you have a positive result in the result column, boom, kicks in immediately to fall back in as a new member for you. Is that cool? So that's how your little tracker sheet works. So you can, I gave you a list of 10. I think you're going to need a list that's got hundreds on it, but that's the way you want to start. And you can do this on a computer. You can do an Excel spreadsheet with it, or you can do it in a notebook. But whatever you do, keep track of it. The other thing this gives you is an immediate visual of whether you're doing your job of quadrupling your income. Are you doing your job? That's what this tells you. When you look at this and there's a bunch of gaps under the referral name column, I'm going to suggest to you, you're not doing Manatech. You're not being fair to the people you brought in as members. You're not being fair to yourself because you're not doing the business the right way. So build your business the right way, people. I'm telling you, the income will be endless to you. All right, let's conclude with the last category is what's stopping you. Get your 100 customers in 100 days, make a commitment, and watch the universe support you. Really, you got to make commitments every day. I was coaching somebody this morning. I said one of the things I saw what she was doing was she wasn't making a commitment. She wasn't starting her day saying, I'm going to find two new consumers. She wasn't starting her week saying, I'm going to sign up four people. She was starting her days by saying, I'm going to build relationships. Well, great. Build relationships isn't a result. You got to start with a result in mind. Every day of your life should be starting with a result in mind. When I went out to Texarkana, I said to myself, you know what, I want to see that we get 5 to 10 new people started in this business or slash consumers. And I think we got 6, and we have 4 in the hopper that are just on the cusp. They wanted to, you know, send me an email about what they're already taking to kind of give them advice on what to take. I mean, there were reasons why they didn't sign up in that moment. But isn't that a beautiful thing? But I really believe if I went to put that in the universe, that wouldn't have happened. We got to start stepping into saying, this is what I want to create. Make a commitment and watch what happens. Use your May 7th outline as your blueprint for success. That's your 100 customers, 100 consumers in 100 days. And how do you distinguish a customer from a business builder? You're going to find out, because when you start dealing with them at the customer level, just like I described to you what happened to me this weekend, that's what's going to happen to you. Some people are going to perk up and they're going to go, is there a business behind this? Can I make money at this? You know, then you can offer up the two things. Number one, you can get your products for free. Or number two, if you'd like to get cash and start making income and build an income stream for yourself, absolutely. And amazing how many people convert, right? All right, and I left you with a final comment. Currently, what you're not doing is costing you more than you know. And maybe that's a good quote for you to put on your computer as well. Currently, what you're not doing is costing you more than you know. And you know what, people? When we go out there and take action, we can look at ourselves and say, you know what? Because I took action, I can tell I was committed to taking that action. Well, I'm going to tell you something that may open your eyes. When you don't do things, you are equally committed to not doing them as you are to being committed to the things you do do. So what's causing you perhaps to be committed not to be sharing Manatech with people? What is it that's stopping you? Because there's a commitment there. And you better find that and dig deep on it and dispose of it or accept the reality of you're never going to grow a business. And I don't think you're on this call on Monday mornings because you want to sit back and watch the world go around you. Come on, join us in making a difference out there. We got so many great missions today. And, man, if you can't tie into Sam Castor's heart, I am so hot on the trail of this male nutrition thing. We're doing so many great things down in Mission, Texas, and my people in San Marcos who are approaching pediatricians and seeing some phenomenal results there because people are excited about what's happening in Mission. So take on the Boys and Girls Club of America, the NFL Players, the Retired Players Association. Take on these things and run with them. You can create great results, but you've got to be the one that makes the decision that that's what you're going to do. So, all right, everybody, any questions before we quit for the day? Anyone have any questions? Did this help you, everybody? Anyone? Feedback? Building a referral business?
Mary Jo, this is Carol again, and I do have a question. When we talk to our inactive people, associates who, you know, never wanted to do the business, but they are associates, and now with this new member program and them getting them for free, I started doing it where I just create them a member account under their associate name. Do you recommend that, or how approaching associates who just really, you know, they want to get them for free, but yet they're an associate, you know, an inactive associate. What do you do?
Right. My number one preference is to bring them in as a member.
As underneath their associate a number, or as your...
That's going to depend on how you're doing your business. I'm not messing around with terminating and bringing people back in. I'm just bringing them in as a consumer and building the volume.
Sure.
Because it's too much of a headache to do all the rest of it. And you know what? Most of that stuff's going to float up to you if there's not somebody between you and them ordering anyway, right?
Right.
And you know what? If I help somebody in between them who starts ordering and the income flows up to them, praise God for that. It's a blessing. I've blessed them. Because if they get income, what are they going to do? They're going to get more excited about the business. So the idea here is it's going to be it's going to be a win-win to you no matter which way you want to do it. So you can choose what you want to do, but if I had a very small organization, if somebody was like two levels beneath me or three levels beneath me, I might terminate them and put them as a consumer directly underneath me instead of leaving them out there. But if no one was ordering between me and them, why do it? I get the same result.
Right.
I mean, I get the, because I'm the first upline associate ordering. So it doesn't matter that I sponsored them. I'm a first upline associate ordering, and it flows upline to the first upline associate ordering. Okay? So does that help you? Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I think sometimes we try to do things. We get really complicated with things that can be really easy, and we can really have a blast doing them. So let's go out there and make a big difference. That's the most important thing, and help people, you know, get on the products. And I'm glad to hear people ask the question about consumers, people, reactivated people who now are anxious to get their products for free. What a blessing. Easy to do. Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah, Fred.
Okay. Back to that business idea. Will they allow a company to become a member and then the employees be signed up under that member account, or does that owner have to sign up himself personally and get a member account and then take off?
Can a company have a member account?
Yes.
I think any associate... Oh, no. Wait. I think there's a rule, there's an old rule that says a trust, a corporation, a debtor cannot be a member. So I think it has to be a human being that's a member.
Okay. So that business owner couldn't sign his company. In other words, that business owner would have to come in personally as an associate.
There you go. That's what you do. Sign up the company as the associate and then put that business owner underneath as the top member position.
Sign the company up as an associate.
Put that owner underneath as the top line member if you wanted to do that. You don't have to build two positions for a company. Does that make sense? You can just have the company be the top, or the business owner be the top associate, and then put all the consumers underneath. You don't have to have two positions.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if the company probably can't be associate and then have a member under that company's name.
No, but the owner can. The owner can be the first. Okay, listen to me, Fred. The top associate position is the company.
Yeah.
The top consumer position or member position is the owner of the company, a person, a human being.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Okay. So now you've accomplished it. You have an associate position and a member position, quote unquote, with regards to the corporation. A company. It just happens to be the owner that has the associate position. I mean, the member position. Okay?
Okay.
You can do that, but the only reason you would do that would be why? To help the owner get his products for free. I mean, the only reason you and I are setting up member positions today is because we want to get more free product. It doesn't get me any more income. It just makes me free product.
Okay. So the money the owner as a member would get his products free, and the money would flow up to the company name.
Correct. The 20%.
Okay.
Or the 15%, depending on how they're brought in, would flow up
right.
to that. Yeah. The owner, who is now a member underneath the associate company, would not make any money. They would just be in a position to get their products for free that they ordered in that member account.
Okay. And he doesn't have to worry about taxes personally. because he's not getting any checks, and the company will be concerned about 1099 report.
Correct. Absolute.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, cool.
Hi, Mary Jo, it's Margie. How are you?
Hi, Margie. Good.
Yes, I have a question. Previously to this incarnation, this wonderful new status we have, new associates in Manitac got free Success Tracker until they had 16 associates. Now Success Tracker is bundled with Navigate. Is there anything for new associates? Not
I think, I believe it's still free. And maybe it isn't, excuse me. Is the Success Tracker still free for new associates who are less than 16 people? Yeah, Lydia thinks it still applies.
So can they get Navigate for free?
No. You're never going to get Navigate. Well, they originally were going to package Navigate for free in the All-Stars, brand new All-Stars only. But I haven't seen that happen. That was one of their – they were going to give Navigate for free for 3 months to brand new All-Stars. That was our original proposal 2 months ago or a month ago when we were formulating all of this as we were getting closer to Manifest. But that was kind of a team concept that we put out there. I haven't seen that implemented, so I don't think that's happening. And it could be because, they didn't.
Maybe
they
there'll be some discount for new All-Star associates that all of a sudden like that what I'm sending them on Navigate and are.
Yeah, see, I think there should be. I agree with you, Margie. Let me write that down and pursue that because I haven't pursued that with Manitac because, there's a few things on the platter, but.
Now she's got an auto order and an all-star pack and a member account and a member auto order. And so for me to just say, well, this is going to be $29.95 in addition to that when she's brand new and hardly knows anything.
Right. I got it. I'll find out what the status is on that, Margie, and I'll post that for you. Get back in touch with you on it. Okay? All right. Great.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
I have a question, Nancy here. For like a mom and pop little shop,
like
food thing, how do they kind of advertise it? How are they in compliance to be able to share like the Nutriveras or a product in their little shop?
A mom and dad shop?
Yeah.
If you want to be in total compliance looks like that. You can have the products behind the counter and I don't even think they require that. I think today that was the old way. Now you can have the products on display as long as you have a sign up that says you're an independent Manitac distributor. All they have to do is okay, and you have to provide with the other. Oh, Lydia's got the other thing. And step one is you have to have a sign up that says you're an independent Manitac associate. No one says how big that sign is, so you could have a business card taped to the front of your desk. I'm just kidding. So you need to have a sign up that's according to the rules and regs, and then you have to provide counseling. You have to be in a storefront that's willing to buy, which means let me tell you how to take the product. Okay, so. That's the requirements. If you read the requirements in the rules and regs, those are the two steps that need to happen. I have a lot of health food stores that have products on display.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry, but that's the two things. So you can look, if you want to get the language yourself, you can look in the rules and regs. There's a paragraph on it. I don't know what the exact paragraph, but it has to do with retail, putting these products in a retail store. But it can be done, and it's easy to do, and you can, I have never gotten real anxious about totally conforming to Manitac's request in that regard, because as long as you have, it's an independent associate that's involved in the store, and you make that clear to people buying, then number two, that obviously counseling happens automatically, because people aren't going to buy Nutriveras without getting some counseling on it, right? They're going to go, what is this? Well, the minute you answer that question, you're in the counseling business, right? And I know they're not talking, when they say counseling about it, they're not talking about how you can get well if you have lupus, because that's not what we do anymore, right? That's totally non-compliant. So it's not that kind of counseling, right? It's just that you have to be ready to be able to describe the products and have some knowledge about them. And I don't know how you can sell it retail without having knowledge about the products, right? Okay? Make sense?
Yeah.
But it's a great opportunity, and people, huge opportunity for chiropractors. I mean, we are starting to lecture chiropractors in our downline that we had from before, and I'm starting to book flights all over the country to go back and visit these people because they're fascinated with the idea of having one product. This is what chiropractors like. One product that has all of this nutrition in one product. I worked with a chiropractor in Texarkana, and he just started with standard process, and I said I said I wish I would have gotten to you earlier, but I said you could still do Nutrivirus, but I want to just ask you, Mike, a simple question. Do you think your patients really want to walk out with 4 or 5 bottles to take every? I said that's what happens with standard process. So you, for you to really be true to the system, you're going to be giving patients 4 or 5 different bottles, and most people, they'll get frustrated by that. And he goes, you know, Mary Jo, you're absolutely right. He totally agreed. Isn't that something? So know that you have a incredible advantage with this product because of the how easy it is and simple, and it's something that consumers really appreciate. They don't want to be treated for carpal tunnel after opening 5 bottles every day for 3 months, right? it's like they keep it simple, and that's what people will do. And Manatech finally got that, and that is so crucial, I think, for our business. And I think it's why, when you look at the Monavies of the world, or the, you know, all these crazy products that happen to take off, because what were they? One products, simple, easy to do. So that's what happened. Okay, people, what else? Anything? Lydia's yelling at me. We got to run because we got to go pick up a car. And anyway, so I love you guys. Hey, have a great week. Let's go out there and really make a difference. If you haven't started your 100 customers, 100 days, start getting after that. If you haven't started building referrals, you know, print off these sheets, start working with those. I will make that adjustment to the outline and repost it on the website. probably by tomorrow morning, because Lydia and I have a really busy afternoon, but I'll get her to add that language and get that reposted for you. Okay? All right, everybody, love you all. Have a great week.